Well, hello, I'm Mike Adams, and I'd like to give you an introduction to the principles of natural abundance. There are some key and very powerful pillars of philosophy of natural abundance that will serve you very well in your life. Let's start with the first one, that abundance is natural. So that's kind of self-evident, or should be, but yet we forget about that. We tend to think that the things that we need in order to be healthy, in order to be happy, in order to live, we tend to think those things are scarce. And in fact, they're not. And I'll talk about why scarcity is artificially engineered. That's actually point number two. But abundance is natural. Let me give you some examples. So rainfall comes out of the sky completely free. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to beg for it. I mean, it just falls out of the sky. And the value of water falling out of the sky is extremely high for lots of obvious reasons. And yet, again, you don't have to pay for it. Depending on where you live, it may be more or less abundant. But overall, it's widely available, largely abundant. And if you build rainwater catchment systems, you can collect some of that rainwater for yourself. And you can have all your water, well, for free. That is, once you build the rainwater collection system. Another example, of course, is sunlight. This is another obvious one, I think. Sunlight is energy coming out of the sky from the sun, that giant fusion ball in outer space. That energy can be converted into electricity using solar panels, or it can be converted into food using photosynthesis of the plants in your garden, or it can be converted into warmth just by touching your body, touching your skin. It can be converted into vitamin D through your skin. Sunlight is also natural medicine. The different wavelengths of light can penetrate your body, and they can initiate chromosomal repair. Yeah, not cancer, but repair, because they activate your cells to repair, to be activated. Different wavelengths stimulate different things inside your body, your organs, not just your skin cells. You know, depends on the wavelength. The wavelengths that are longer, that penetrate more deeply, are the later afternoon wavelengths, whereas the shorter wavelengths, which are when the sun is directly above you, those don't penetrate as deeply. Those are more intense on the skin, but they generate a lot more vitamin D. So a lot of different uses of sunlight, which again is available for free. There are so many things that are available for free that are provided by Mother Nature in extreme abundance. Another example is you can buy some sprouts, let's say like broccoli sprouts, and you can just, using a mason jar, a piece of cheesecloth, and a rubber band, you can sprout those sprouts, which generates something called sulforaphane, which is a very potent anti-cancer molecule that's also neuroprotective. It has amazing properties. You can look it up, sulforaphane. Of course, there's sulfur in it, as you might have guessed. And that's created automatically by broccoli sprouts. Just like if you are growing figs, let's say, when the figs turn purple, they are generating anthocyanins, which are some other amazing molecules from Mother Nature. And nature provides unlimited wealth and abundance through these multiple processes. And the synthesis of vitamins, like vitamin C, that's created in limes and oranges and many other foods, obviously, or the synthesis of anthocyanins, or the synthesis of proanthocyanidins in grape seeds or grape skins or resveratrol or all these other, you know, there are, gosh, many hundreds, if not thousands, of these different molecules that are synthesized by Mother Nature in foods, in sprouts, completely free of charge. So nature provides that abundance at no cost to you, at no effort to you. And we haven't even covered the natural abundance that's inside your own body, because your body is a healing mechanism. You have the blueprint of healing. You have your own pharmacology internally. If you want to talk about chemistry in your body makes the chemicals that it needs for healing. For example, in your stomach, you make BPC-157. In your brain, you manufacture dopamine. You know, you make the chemicals and the molecules that you need. You manufacture growth hormone, for example. You make the things that you need. And if your body isn't making them, well, then that process has been interrupted, usually by toxins, sometimes nutritional deficiencies, sometimes through excess stress. But if there's an interference, then yeah, you're not making those to the extent that you should. But normally, when you're healthy and getting good rest and so on, your body is making all of these amazing molecules that you need, and then you can supplement that with molecules from nature. So think about this. Nature provides more than enough energy through sunlight. Nature provides more than enough water through rain or the oceans. Nature provides nutrition through plants and through photosynthesis. Nature provides what you need to be healthy, wealthy, and well taken care of. So then, why is it that so many people live in poverty? Why do so many people live with sickness and disease? Why is there energy scarcity? Why is there water scarcity, etc.? These artificial scarcity scenarios are created ultimately by globalist or government systems. They want you to have a shortage of money so that you have to keep working and paying them taxes. They want you to have a shortage of energy so that you have to keep buying it from them and their refineries and their industries that they control. They don't want you to have free unlimited energy. Why do you think they always confiscate the patents that talk about, you know, free energy systems? I'm not saying that all of them work, but there are systems that do work that seem like free energy, even though they still obey the laws of physics, and even those have been suppressed. Why does the government, through the FDA, suppress natural medicine, plant-based medicine, even homeopathy or herbal medicine or traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic medicine, etc.? Why are these things suppressed? The answer is because they work. Because they work. And they empower you with a decentralized, natural healing abundance that the system does not want you to experience. They want you to live your life eating processed junk foods, which creates nutritional scarcity. And then they want you to go to the doctor and take prescription pharmaceuticals, which creates medical scarcity. And then they want you to never be able to get ahead because the dollars that you earn keep losing value because of all their money printing. So they want you living in financial scarcity. They don't want you to understand the cosmos, the laws of the universe. So they want you to have, well, really spiritual scarcity. They instead teach you things like greed and, you know, monetary accumulation instead of the things that are far more important in your spiritual life. So they create spiritual scarcity. They create fear. They run psyops. They scare everybody with plandemics and wars and so much more, and terrorism, etc. This is all by design. They don't want you to have an abundance of joy. They don't want you to have an abundance of sleep. They don't want you to have an abundance of reproduction, because they certainly don't want more human population on the planet, do they? They're trying to depopulate the planet, you see? So the systems that run the planet, that is certain people, certain groups, certain globalists, etc., they're all about engineering scarcity, because it's only through scarcity that they maintain control over you, that you never have a chance to achieve your self-reliance and your redundancy and decentralization. All right. So far, these are the two main points that you need to understand. Number one, abundance is natural and it's all around you. And number two, scarcity is artificial. Okay? Now, we have to talk about the law of substitution or transcendence in certain areas. So some people might say when they hear this, well, there's not unlimited amounts of oil in the world. You know, there's oil scarcity. I agree, there is oil scarcity, but there's not energy scarcity. So yeah, you can say, well, there's not enough oil, you know, because of the war and because of supply chain problems, and that's absolutely true. There's plenty of sunlight striking the surface of the earth to power all human activity if it is properly captured and stored through, you know, solar energy and battery storage. And batteries keep getting so much better now. The battery chemistry is leapfrogging in technology all the time. So you're going to love that. But even then, you might say, well, that's just not enough energy. I need more power to run a tractor or this or that, or you know, not everybody lives in an area where there's abundant solar power. Some people live too far north. Some people live in a cloudy climate. You know, some people live in Portland, Oregon, or London for that matter. It's just too rainy for solar power. Okay, guess what? There's also abundant energy available through other means. It doesn't have to be solar. One great example, well, let me back up. You know about nuclear power plants. So that's through the process of fission. So fission is the splitting of atomic nuclei. And during the splitting, excess heat is given off. You know how that works, right? Excess heat. So some amount of mass is converted into heat energy. And then that heat heats up the water. The water is turned into steam, and the steam drives a turbine, which is a generator. That's how nuclear power plants work. It's fission to heat to turbines to AC electricity. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. But are there other ways to generate heat? Yes. There's something called low-energy nuclear reactions, LENR, also called, I think, sometimes referred to as hydrogen capture. I mean, there are different ways to talk about it. Different companies working on it all over the world. One in Japan, one in California. Somebody's doing it in China, Russia, etc. Government projects, you name it. All of these share the same common trait. They convert mass into heat energy to heat water. It operates in parallel to the way nuclear fission operates, but without the fission, without the fuel rods, without the radioactive waste, etc. So LENR can convert mass to energy. And all you need, really, as a fuel, is heavy water, you know, deuterium, for example, which is all over the oceans. You know, essentially, you need excess hydrogen. And that's incredibly abundant. So, I mean, how do you think the sun creates energy? Well, that's hot fusion, right? That's fusion, not fission. And that's not low energy, it's high energy. But the sun demonstrates that you can convert mass into energy. They're trying to build hot fusion reactors all over the planet, you know, or at least a few places to try to create unlimited, you know, abundant, affordable energy through hot fusion. Well, the sun has already demonstrated that that's possible. That's been happening for at least the life of the solar system. I mean, by definition, that's been going on for all the billions of years of the history of planet Earth, etc. And who knows, maybe longer, you know, depends on how long the sun's been around. But it's been a long time. The fusion is still happening. We know that you can convert mass into energy, and that is cosmic abundance. So energy then can be converted into intelligence. What? What do you mean? Well, let me add to that. Sand on a beach combined with sunlight can create intelligence, machine intelligence. Like, wait a second, what are you talking about? Well, sand is made of the element silicon, right? Silicon dioxide, you know, silicon, different forms of silicon with different impurities make different colors. Most sand is just straight silicon dioxide with some impurities in it. If you take that silicon and then you restructure it, you can make microchips. Now, you need some other elements, of course. You know, you need some tungsten and you need maybe some copper and things like that. But by and large, it's silicon from sand, which can also make glass, of course, but you can make microprocessors out of it. And then you run electricity through those microprocessors, electricity that you've captured from sunlight, let's say. And then the combination of sunlight plus sand equals machine intelligence that can write poems and generate songs and create artwork and render videos and write articles and do all kinds of amazing things, because that's AI now. All that is the reconfiguration of light and matter into intelligence. So you see, nobody believed that was possible 25 years ago. It's like, no, you just have sand and sunlight. Well, now you have intelligence, machine intelligence. So you see, we're talking about transcending the old definitions of abundance and bringing in something completely new that enables a whole new level of abundance. The same thing can also happen with energy. So we don't need to rely on diesel fuel. And if the diesel fuel runs out, the world doesn't end. We need to transition to other forms of energy that convert mass into energy. And I just mentioned three versions of that, one of them being LENR or Lenner. So you see, we can tap into unlimited energy. We can tap into unlimited intelligence. The raw materials for that are already provided in the cosmos. That's the core principle of what I'm talking about, the principle of natural abundance, or you could say the law of natural abundance, is that number one, it's natural, and number two, it's more abundant than you can ever imagine. It's abundant in ways that you can't even think of right now, ways that may only become apparent a decade later, or a generation later, or a century later. You know, there might be abundance in multiple dimensions that you can tap into. I mean, quantum computing is tapping into some of the problem solving in multiple dimensions right now. So there are lots of different ways that you can tap into this natural abundance. But there's so much more to this. On top of that, your intention creates things. Your intention shapes things. With your mind and with your words, you can actually alter some things that happen in the universe. So talk about natural abundance. You can actually create circumstances that you desire by simply speaking it and focusing on it, praying on it, if you want to use that term, or meditating on it, if you like that term better. But you, with your mind, have the ability to create or to alter the cosmos around you. So talk about natural abundance. You have the ability to create the abundance in almost any way that you can imagine. It's just that it doesn't happen instantly. You don't wish it into existence and then watch it pop in, you know, 5 seconds later. One of the things about our current reality here, this cosmic simulation, is that your intention has a delay. It takes time for your intention to have an impact. And also, you have to have good focus on your intention in order to create a lasting impact. You also have to have cognitive coherence. The more clear your mind, the more powerful your power of intention is, which unleashes unlimited abundance. Literally a small sliver of the power of God, the power of creation, in our simulation, you can tap into that. Not at God level, I don't mean that, but a portion of what God created, because the creator of the simulation put these laws in place for you to tap into. And then human governments and globalist organizations and corporations, they decided to isolate you from these natural abundance laws of the universe. That's my point. If you've been living in scarcity, you've been going along with a hoax. There isn't any actual scarcity. That's engineered. If you're using dollars to save money, you've fallen for the trap of artificial scarcity. You're never going to get ahead saving dollars, period, because it's designed to always lose. You're betting against the house. If you're eating junk food and taking a lot of prescription pharmaceuticals to manage your symptoms, you're never going to get ahead in your health that way, by design. It's designed to trap you in the spiral of dependence on pharmaceuticals and processed junk foods to keep you nutritionally depleted, to isolate you from the cures offered by Mother Nature, or just the nutrition offered by plants all around you. You see? So the bottom line is, if you want to tap into the natural abundance of the cosmos, it's not going to be found in human governments, human institutions. It's not going to be found in humanity. It's going to be found in nature. So turn to nature for truth. Turn to nature for wealth, for health, for abundance, for peace, for wisdom. Nature can teach you everything you need to know. Humanity? Yeah, not so much. A lot of deception on the human side. Not much deception on a giant live oak tree. You see what I mean? Nature can teach you everything. So abundance is yours. All you have to do is reach out and just say yes. Just say, yeah, I want to experience this abundance. Then gain the knowledge that I'm teaching about how to tap into that natural abundance. doesn't cost you anything. In fact, go to my website where we have, 65,000 free books now that you can download that we created through with the help of 13,000 authors. That site is called brightlearn.ai, and you can download books on almost any topic you can imagine. They're free. And we've got over 1,000 audiobooks that are also complete. You can learn anything you want. And if you don't find the book you want, you can create your own book for free right there on the site. And we'll build it for you with all the research and the cover art and everything. You can create books for free. You can learn anything for free. You can teach yourself everything you need to know to tap into the natural abundance that's built into the cosmic simulation that you and I inhabit. It really is that simple. And it's completely free. It doesn't cost you a dime. You can achieve health, wealth, wisdom, happiness, joy, creativity, redemption, whatever is important to you. You can achieve it all. The universe wants you to be happy. The universe is naturally abundant. The universe wants you to have everything that you need. It's all right there. It was put here for us. It's only these false institutions of man and maybe Satanism that try to convince you that abundance isn't here. Try to convince you of scarcity, that you don't have enough. You have to be afraid of not having enough. No, that's completely artificial. Don't buy into that. You can follow more of my work, by the way, at brightvideos.com. I already mentioned my website, brightanswers.ai, and you can read my articles at naturalnews.com, and my infographics are available there also at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. Yep, take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.